Arizona Republicans chose Dr. Kelly Ward to chair the state party last month. In her previous Senate race, Ward and other Republicans wrestled to prove they most resembled President Donald Trump's hawkish stance on illegal immigration and border security. From KJZZ's Front Terrace desk in Phoenix, Matthew Casey reports on the Arizona GOP's sudden shift to a harder right.
Teresa Mendoza laughs at her own jokes. Mendoza's zingers are often funny. The former Democrat says she crossed an item off her bucket list by trying stand-up here and in California. She has good comedic timing.
Storytelling, I just told stories and...
The story of how Mendoza became a Republican with tens of thousands of social media followers is more serious. There were at least two key points in her transformation. One was after then-candidate Donald Trump kicked a prominent Latino journalist out of a press conference. The other was when she heard Kelly Ward talk on the radio about alternatives to Obamacare.
Kelly Ward, here's an interesting thing. She's actually the reason that I started to really take an interest in politics.
Mendoza eventually stumped for Ward and has gotten to know her personally. She was there when state Republicans recently voted Ward chair of the Arizona GOP.
I guess it hasn't been this exciting in a while, but it really was establishment versus we the people. And we the people won out.
The people Mendoza is talking about chose a state GOP party chair who strongly opposes any kind of amnesty for millions of undocumented immigrants and has echoed the president's call for a wall on the U.S.-Mexico border.
Plain and simple, it's a matter of safety.
The Fronteras desk asked several times to interview Ward. Her selection to head the state GOP raises the question of whether she'll back Republican candidates that share her views on immigration and border security over the party's moderates. Arizona's other recent hard right turns, like creating the anti-illegal immigration law SB 1070, got the entire state labeled racist and xenophobic.
And it cost us a lot of business that would have come here and helped grow this economy.
Phoenix Republican Paul Hickman had a vote in the state chair's race, but he didn't cast it for Ward.
I'm not thrilled with Kelly Ward, frankly.
Hickman spent nearly two decades working for Arizona's late Senator John McCain. He admits to having a personal bias against Ward over what he describes as Ward's offensive behavior toward his old boss. When it comes to her new role leading the state Republican Party, Hickman worries that Ward will support candidates who share her views on wedge issues.
Like restrictionist immigration policy rather than inclusive immigration policy as an economic policy.
Hickman also worries it will lead to more GOP losses and undo the work that's gone into distancing Arizona from its past reputation as a state led by racists. But Ward taking over as state chair does not mean Arizona will get that label again, says Kirk Adams, former chief of staff to Governor Doug Ducey.
He is the de facto leader of the Republicans in the state of Arizona.
Adams, who is now reportedly doing consulting work for Ducey, says the governor has been effective at keeping Arizona's agenda focused on issues other than immigration.
Dr. Ward will not have that same kind of ability to move news and move the agenda as the governor has.
Adams says state GOP leadership has bounced between establishment and non-establishment chairs like Ward since at least the early 2000s. Ward supporter Teresa Mendoza says the new chairwoman understands the role has different responsibilities than if she had been elected senator. Example A, Republican Martha McSally's anticipated 2020 campaign to win the Senate seat Ducey appointed her to. McSally moved to the right on immigration and beat Ward in the primary last year.
But I can guarantee you that Kelly Ward, the chair, is most likely going to support her.
And if some other hard right candidates draw national scorn for their views on illegal immigration and border security?
Who cares what they call us? And you say more to the right like it's a bad thing. I think Ducey being more in the middle is even worse.
Mendoza plans to become a precinct committee woman for the Arizona GOP. She hopes that will lead to her being chosen as a state committee woman, which would let her vote in the next race for chair of the Arizona Republican Party. Matthew Casey, KJZZ News, Phoenix.